Well, welcome back to the Darien Heritage Trail Oral Histories. I'm here today with Heather Raker from the Mather Homestead. Hi, Heather. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm good.
And I'm glad.
So just a little bit of background. So what's your role at the Mather Homestead?
So my role is executive director. I've been in that role for a little bit over a year. And before that, I was a founding board member. So I've actually been involved with the Mather Homestead since 2016.
Wow, perfect. Yeah, so do you want to talk a little bit about the significance behind the Mather Homestead, as well as possibly the significance behind the physical location of the Mather Homestead?
Yes, it's actually, I guess I would say significant for a number of reasons. And one of those reasons takes you all the way back to 1778 when the house was built. The house was built as a safe house because it was thought to be safe from the raids by Tories who were coming across Long Island Sound. And they were stealing valuables, raiding homes. In fact, there was a very famous raid at the meeting house of the First Congregational Church. They called it the meeting house, where they raided and took prisoners, including Moses Mather, the father of Joseph Mather, who built this home. So the location was significant because it was thought to be safe because it was so far from the shoreline. All of 2 miles? So really not that far, but in those days, that was a long way.
For sure.
So that was part of the significance is they thought it would be safe to be way back here. Turned out not to be so safe because the house was raided.
Was it really? When was it raided?
It was raided, yes. It was raided in 1781. The Tories came up here looking for valuables, and Sarah Mather, Joseph's wife, had hidden valuables in the well, which you can see through the window there. Yeah. And, of course, they came looking for valuables. And where did they look? They looked in the well. But valuables were also hidden somewhere inside the house. And so your listeners will just have to come here to see where they were hidden. I'm not 100%. Going to give that away. Absolutely.
I love that.
Well, and so the location is very significant because of this sort of safe house idea, also because it was 100 acres, so it was a working farm. And so it was a beautiful, very different than it is today because, of course, it was heavily wooded and they would use those trees to stoke the fires, to keep them warm. But the location is also really significant today because today these four corners, we call it, the four corners of Darien. These four corners of Darien are known to so many people in town as just one of the most beautiful locations in town. And we are so lucky that these four corners are largely preserved. The Darien Land Trust owns two of those corners, so nothing will ever happen to those two corners. We, of course, thanks to the generosity of the Mather McPherson family, own this corner. So this will, we certainly hope, be preserved for forever. And then the fourth corner is still owned by a Mather descendant. So that home across the way, the beautiful white home, was built, or I should say designed, by Bertha Mather McPherson, who lived in this home for 63 years. Yeah. And she was one of the first architects in Connecticut.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know. That's actually kind of cool.
See? So much information in this house. So it's really significant because of the stories of the past, and also what makes it really special today is that it's a preserved, beautiful section of Darien.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like going off this preservation, how do you see it kind of growing in the future, evolving alongside Darien in a way?
So I actually see it growing in the future to be more than just Darien. Right now, a lot of people in Darien know about us and come here for our programs. But I hope that more people in Darien will learn about it and come here. 100%. And I also hope, because we're on right next to New Canaan, that's New Canaan right over there. Sorry, you listeners can't see that. But we hope that more and more people from New Canaan will find out about us and come here. And we hope Norwalk, which is right there, that a lot of people from Norwalk and then even further towns will come and learn about us. We have a lot of programs here that are oriented towards education, education in the area of, American history, because we have such a rich history. Also, learning about Stephen Mather and his mm-hmm. life and legacy, because he was probably the most famous resident of this home from 1906
sure.
yep, to 1930, and the first director of the National Park Service. And then we also hope that people from all of these towns will come here just for enjoyment. Mm-hmm. That's an important part of our mission, because we do have such beautiful property here, and there are so many ways to enjoy it. You know, everything from doing yoga in the gardens to taking a walk with your dog to painting outside mm-hmm. the beautiful landscape.
Nice.
So we hope that it will grow and, you know, and lots of people will come see what we do.
For sure. I mean, sitting right here, I can attest that it is an absolutely gorgeous space. So you mentioned Stephen Mather. What do you think he would think of the homestead today?
So I think Stephen Mather would be thrilled. As I mentioned, he lived here from 1906 to 1930. So he was here for a good long time, and he made this homestead even more beautiful than it had been. Mm-hmm. He installed beautiful gardens. He expanded the house. So he loved this property. He spent as much time here as he could. Now, his legacy was as the first director of the National Park Service. And in that role, his goal was to make the parks accessible to the public. We talk about the democratization of the parks. He wanted people there. And before his time, the parks were largely inaccessible. There weren't roads to get there. There weren't railroads. There were no concessions in the park, so mm-hmm. you could eat there. And also, the park system was half the size of what it was by the time he left as director of the National Park Service. So his goal was to make the beautiful land of the United States accessible to the people. So with that in mind, I think he would love to see that we are making these now 7 acres of property we have accessible to the public. I think he would love to see people walking their dogs through the property, which they do.
Mm-hmm.
We put out picnic tables, and people sometimes will have a nice picnic on our property. We have yoga classes inside the building and also sometimes in the garden. We have plein air week so that people can enjoy the property and draw, photograph, paint, whatever. So I really think that he would love to see. Oh, and of course, we have people coming through for tours and education. And I think he would love to see the public enjoying the house, enjoying the property.
For sure. And I think there's definitely something to be said about how the Mather Foundation has been able to take this land and make it into a space he would have loved. So I really think that's amazing. Well, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
It has been my pleasure. I hope that maybe you'll stick around for a tour, and that maybe all of your listeners will come here for a tour and for our many programs.
Of course. Thank you for listening to this installment of the Darien Heritage Trail Oral Histories, and we hope to see you at some of our historic sites in town.